Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
Look, you're going to hear in Rihanna here. At least we were really surprised. If you watched that Diane Sawyer interview a couple of weeks ago, it's a pretty serious Rihanna. And some pretty serious things have happened to her over the last couple of months. So when we started this interview yesterday, I was shocked just by how happy she seemed just from the initial yes.
I think you even asked her about the 2020 interview. To like, it sort of like released all of it. And she does seem like a lighter, happier person since that interview. Like, she just got to put it all out there and let go of it, you know?
I had seen some reports earlier in the week that said that she didn't want to be the model for domestic abuse. So, and I also saw that she said, you know what, I want to move on from that part of my life. So I thought maybe when we started this thing that this was going to be difficult because we want to talk to her about something she doesn't want to talk about. Mm-hmm. Again, I was wrong. She jumps right in.
But I think defines what moving on is about, because when you've really moved on from something, you don't have a problem talking about it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you can really tell in her tone that I think she truly has moved on, you know?
She's painted herself into a tight corner here with Chris Brown because Jen asks her a straight up question. You know, you still kind of hooked on this guy? And she says, yes. And I was thinking as she said it, and I wish I would have said something, that she can't go back to the dude. Because her platform has been, I can't allow my younger fans to know that that kind of abuse is acceptable and you can go back to it. So she said that. Mm-hmm. So I'm not really sure how she can go back. But this is Rihanna yesterday, and I was completely surprised by her honesty and her candor. And this is Rihanna.
Hello.
Hi, Rihanna.
Hey.
You're on in Atlanta.
Hey, guys. What's up?
How are you doing?
I'm great, actually.
Good. Yeah, I was before I came in here, I was just watching the video of you on stage. I think it was the first public performance after the Diane Sawyer interview when you were on stage with Jay-Z. And the only thing I could think of while I was watching it is when you first got on stage, it must have been a tremendous relief to finally be performing again.
It felt so good. The whole performance, even when we were finished, it felt really, really good. Like, the energy in the room was amazing, plus my band. I just love performing with my band. And I was able to do what I love doing again and at the same time reach all my fans all over the world because it was live. It was a live stream worldwide.
Is that the place that you feel most comfort? Like, is that almost an escape for you when you're on stage? Everything in the personal life is out the window. Here you are on stage in front of all of these people and everything else just doesn't matter.
Yeah, when you're on stage, when it's all about the music, there's nothing better than that feeling, knowing that you are connecting to these people through one thing, and it's music, the thing that you both love.
It must have been sort of an emotional roller coaster because you get off of the set of doing Diane Sawyer, and then you're on stage. When you left the set with Diane and the interview, did you feel good about what was said? Were you nervous about what was said?
I smiled myself to sleep. It was the best feeling. It was the best feeling. I drank some red wine and I just smiled myself to sleep. I just felt so good that not only did I get that off my chest, but that now all these little girls and young women can hear my story and it can hopefully have a positive impact on them.
Were you nervous at all when you walked out of that interview that there was going to be so much backlash that maybe you shouldn't have been as revealing as you were?
No, because I knew that I did the right thing. You know, I expected people to come back and say dumb stuff and make up crazy stories. I expected that. I wasn't worried about that. I wasn't concerned with that because I'm saving lives. So say what you want.
What was your biggest concern then?
Pardon?
You said you weren't concerned with the backlash. Then what was your biggest concern?
I wasn't concerned at all. Really, I was really nervous going into the interview, like, just because it was my first time talking about it to anyone. So there were those nerves. But after I started talking to her, I got really comfortable, and I was just honest from there on.
Have you started now to hear some of the stories from women that you might have helped through that interview?
Absolutely. Actually, DoSomething.org, I have to shout out to them because they were really helpful. They sent out a message on their website encouraging young women who watched the 2020 interview to write in and let me know how it affected them. And in 2 days, they got 1,500 letters
from
1,500 girls, and they put it all in one book for me to read, and it's really heartbreaking. A lot of them have been through domestic violence themselves. And these are teenage girls, so that was very, very impactful for me and really heartbreaking, but it let me know that I did the right thing.
Well, we can tell you one story here in Atlanta. You probably saved the life of one of our listeners here.
Yeah, one of our listeners, Linda, actually called us after we ran some of the clips from your interview and said she had been in an abusive relationship. But after hearing you, that was the day she decided to get out, and we contacted a local organization, and she got out. She moved out
that
the next day.
That is amazing. That is so amazing. I love to hear stuff like that because it just reminds you that you're here for a purpose. You know, it's much bigger than you.
Well, now, I wanted to ask a question along those lines. You said that you're, you know, happy to have young fans hear your story. And I'm curious now, looking back, the police department that leaked those photos, do you think they were trying to exploit you or do you think they were trying to save you?
They were definitely trying to exploit me, only because they sold it. If they were trying to save me, they would put it out. But they sold it.
Okay.
So clearly, it was it was just militia, and very, very. It made me feel very unsafe in the LAPD department because it was a confidential case. Domestic violence in California is supposed to be completely confidential, and I signed a confidentiality agreement. So when they went against that, and when I found out that there were women, that was the most disappointing part for me.
Is this unsafe word kind of a theme that you seem to be going, that is sort of going through your life right now, obviously in your relationship with Chris, and now here you can't even turn to the police? Do you feel safe anywhere anymore?
Yeah, I feel very safe, very secure. But I mean, just, you know, if you can't trust the cops, then who can you trust?
Mm-hmm,
that kind of thing, you know. It just made me feel like, wow, it was disappointing. But I mean, I've moved on from that part of my life, and I feel very comfortable in my skin. I feel very comfortable with who I am and how I live my life now.
From watching your interviews and listening to your music, I wonder, do you still miss Chris?
Sometimes. Actually, yes. There are a lot of reminders, like a lot of hotel rooms, a lot of places that we've been to together, music. There are different things that come up that just are reminders of your ex. I'm sure you know what that feels like.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course. Can you still listen to his music?
When it comes on the radio, I don't snob or turn it off. I just listen. You know, I like his music.
Is it like a breakup with anybody? Like when you're listening to the radio, there are songs that just always seem to remind you of that person, and it's just hard to get over?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've gotten over it, but they're definitely constant reminders. And a lot of those, you know, a lot of it is listening to the radio and songs coming on, songs that were our favorite songs or his songs.
Mm-hmm.
It must be extremely hard for you to try to escape it at all. I mean, it's in the tabloids, it's on TV, you can't turn the TV on, you can't pick up a magazine, it's in your face all the time.
Yeah, but now I'm used to it. At first, it made it really difficult. Now I just, I figured it out because I had to. I had to figure it out.
So you're past all that now, and now you got the excitement of a new album coming out, and it must feel like a page kind of turning now.
Yeah, this whole journey since the Grammys, it was kind of like it was the end of an amazing year, the night before the biggest performance of my life, and then I was 2 weeks before turning 21, so it kind of was a new chapter, and I just turned that page. Now I'm living a whole new life, and it's amazing. It feels great, and Rated R is coming out now, and it just feels like finally I get to move on from that and express to the world how I feel.
And are people going to be surprised by the new sound of Rihanna? Because it's very different than Pon de Replay.
Yes, definitely. But we always do that. We always surprise people with our new sound. We always come ahead of the game because we don't want to do the same thing. We don't want to repeat ourselves. So we always try to move on and do the next cool thing.
So there's a new album, and we've also heard about this new love interest. Is there any truth to the stories about Tristan Wilde from 90210?
I don't even have his number.
Okay. Would you like
it's
to
so
get
funny.
His number?
I had a house party. This is funny. I had a house party, and you know how you hold house parties and people just come over that you don't even know. He came by, which was fun for me. I appreciated the company, and he brought a bunch of friends, and everybody was hanging out, whatever. But I don't even have his number, so I don't know how I can be dating him.
Are you even open to dating guys right now?
No, I'm a very flirty girl, though. I don't think I have a lot of time for a commitment right now, or the energy. A relationship really is it's another life. It's another career, really.
Will the next guy you date have to go through Jay-Z first?
They probably would love to be my editor.
Yeah.
When it comes to my guys.
Rihanna, you really sound great. I mean, you really
Thank
sound
you.
Like at peace. You sound like you're in such a great place. What a journey you've been on. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I have to say something, and this is not an insult or in any way, but have you guys seen The Hangover? I'm sure you have.
Yeah.
You know Doug, the groom?
Yeah. Yeah.
You sound like him.
I kind of look a little bit, honestly. I do look a little bit like
you
that,
do.
Too.
If you close your eyes, then you sound like him.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. I'll send you a picture, but I'm a worse-looking version of that guy.
Your cuter version to Doug?
Yes.
Awesome.
Hey, Rihanna, good luck with everything. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Get it. The Bird Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing, or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry with Bahamas and USA.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.